Many times you will discover that the gods and goddesses of a particular pantheon pick you. You don't pick them. Each has its own energy pattern, and you will be drawn to those that best match your cosmic construction. When this occurs, through meditation, an event, or other situation, the crafter often relates to others that this particular god or goddess is his or her patron deity, meaning that, above all others, this deity is often the main focus of the crafter's work. This is not to say that they don't use other deity forms in ritual and worship, or that he or she might balance the patron with another equally powerful deity, which often occurs. For example, if you work with a dark goddess as your patron deity, at some point you will be required to work with her balance in male form and in light, and vice versa. Traditional Wiccan groups normally have a single, chosen pantheon used by all the members for sabbats, esbats, group workings, initiations, circle casting, and quarter calls. Everything matches. This doesn't mean that these witches don't work with other deities and pantheons on their own outside of the group. Many do. The idea of everyone following the same pantheon tune is, above all, a question of focus. If three people are thinking of a Celtic goddess and four are calling Isis, and another person throws an Aztec war god in there, you've got quite a muddy mix. Experienced witches have also learned that just as all should be focusing on the same deity or set of deities, all deity representations should be from the same pantheon for any single ritual. Here you are also working with cultural energy patterns. If you try to mix them, for instance, Celtic at one quarter, Roman at another, American Indian at the third, and Norse at the fourth, then invoke a Chinese goddess for aid in the magical working itself. The cultural patterns won't blend well, and it is highly possible that one or all of them won't show up, or, worse, will throw a tantrum. When I said deity with personality, I wasn't kidding. When first entering the religion of the craft, many students work with the concept of the Lord and the Lady before tackling the research required in using pantheons.